It looks like there will not be a decision this week, after all, on Shell's Arctic Ocean drilling plans. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar spent the weekend in the Arctic. He did not return with a decision on Shell, but he did announce another decision involving oil and gas, the Obama administration's leasing plans for the National Petroleum Reserve Alaska. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
Interior Secretary Ken Salazar announced a management plan for leasing and protected areas in the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska, but he did not announce anything about Shell Oil's plans for drilling in the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas. Salazar said Shell has not yet successfully tested its oil spill response vessel, and he said the Interior Department can't be blamed for that delay.
The cause for any delay here is that the Shell construction of its vessels, simply they have not been able to get it done. If they had got it done, they may already be up there today, because the waters in the Chukchi around the so-called Berger Find are in fact already open.
While the Chukchi is open, ice is still crowding the coast for miles around Barrow. More ice, Salazar said, than elders have seen at this time of year in a long time. Earlier, the secretary had said that he would have a decision on Shell's drilling permit by this coming Wednesday, but today he said there was nothing to decide. Both the Wall Street Journal and the Houston Chronicle wanted to know if he was open to a request by Shell to extend its window for drilling past its deadline this fall, but he would make no commitments.
It's a dynamic situation with Shell. We don't know yet what will be happening this summer, what will be happening in the next 10 or 20 days. We don't have an alternative from them. And I will only say this, I will hold their feet to the fire in terms of making sure that we are doing everything we can to abide by the standards and regulations that we have set, and to make sure that the environment in the Arctic seas are protected by their activities.
It was clear from the outset that the purpose of the news conference was for the secretary and Mike Poole, the director of the Bureau of Land Management, to unveil the outcome of their planning process for the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska, that vast swath of public land that extends all the way across the North Slope from the Chukchi Sea to the Alpine Satellite oil field operated by ConocoPhillips.
The preferred alternative will make about half of the MPRA available for leasing. This area represents the vast majority of the projected oil reserves in the MPRA. The preferred alternative also allows for the possibility of a pipeline and infrastructure to be built across the MPRA to accommodate potential future offshore oil production in the Chukchi Sea.
Salazar said no pipeline corridor has been proposed yet, but the plan would be open to one. The plan would allow for a pipeline to go through protected areas, though Senator Mark Begich was quick to respond that those protections might complicate matters for permitting it. The protected areas in the MPRA total a bit more than the leasing areas. Salazar said, along with extensive areas of bird habitat, calving grounds, and insect relief areas for both the Western Arctic and Teshikpuk Lake caribou herds would be protected.
When you think about one caribou herd at over 350,000 in population and the important subsistence uses that provides, it is an iconic place on our earth. Or we think about the Teshikpuk Lake caribou herd, it is another iconic part of the animal life that we have on our planet.
The first reaction to the MPRA plan from environmental groups was very positive because of the large areas that would be off limits to leasing. Wilderness Society ecologist Wendy Loya has been working on defining and protecting caribou habitat in MPRA for 6 years.
It sounds like there's about 11.8 million acres open for leasing. And then we haven't gotten the numbers yet on what is unavailable for leasing, but that includes the area right around Teshikpuk Lake, as well as the Utikok River uplands and Upper Colville River. And so both of those areas are the core calving habitat for the Western Arctic and Teshikpuk Lake caribou herds.
The protected areas in the MPRA plan total 13 million acres. Salazar said the North Slope Borough is also supporting the MPRA preferred alternative. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.